Okay, today's daf is Temura, daf Tes. Temura, daf Tes. And we are in, on Temura, daf Tes, amazingly. We're on the top of Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. And we have two thoughts just to mention relating to yesterday's daf. If you remember, the Gemara spoke about the sugya of Kohen HaMisayeya Beveis HaGranos. A Kohen is not allowed to do anything. By the way, Agun Chodesh to all on Aleph Adar. Forgot to mention it yesterday. Mishnechnas Adar Mar B'Simcha in Simcha El Torah, and Baruch Hashem, we start off hopefully on the right foot with continuing our learning. If you look in the Gemara in Bechoros, which we had back in on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis in Mesaches Bechoros, the Gemara there discussed this sugya also about Kohen Masayeh Bebeis Agranos. And the Gemara spoke about, and Tosfos there spoke about, some of the Tanoim who were Kahanim, they used to return the pigeon of Ben money. And the Gemara and Tosfos discusses, isn't that a problem of Kohen Masayeh, everybody's going to go to these Kohanim because these Kohanim are doing them favors. You always want to go to these. That's what the, how do we get into this? I'm sorry I didn't mention it, but Rashi and Tosfos there yesterday quoted the idea of a Kohen, is a Kohen allowed to give the Bechor back to a Yisrael? If it gets a Mum. If it has, it doesn't have a Mum, then it's a Karban. But if it think, once it gets a Mum, so Tosfos on the first Y line, on yesterday's Daf, Chesam and Beis, the Kol Shekein to Asa L'Kabel B'Matana. He can't give it back. It's Kohen HaMisayeh Beis HaGranos. So you remember the Gemara and Tosfos spoke about this back in Nun Aleph Amud Beis in, right, it said the Gemara there, it says, Rabbi Chanina, have a Ragil V'Shakil U'Mahader. Right, he was ruggled to take it, and then he returned it. Chazi lo gavra to havika azil va'asi kamei armalei lo gamar v'yahavis. Right, the Gemara talks about it, whether that's even considered halachically. Okay, if you give it back, is it a matana ma'as lahachzir? But Tosfos there said, how did he do it? So Tosfos says, maybe it wasn't done b'kfias. They didn't always do it. They did it once in a while, so you never know. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. Or even if they did it, who knows if they're going to continue doing it. Tosfos said, Ksas Tema, Kivadahai Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Chanina, Machzirin Kolsha, Nimsu Mashchisim Bris Halevi, Sheyafsidu Sharako, Anim Shalo Yitnu, El Elohim, Ebnei Sheim Regil Mahachzir. So maybe they only gave it back to the Aniyim, and not to the Ashirim that gave it to them. Either way, this is an important discussion in Tosfos. We mentioned then, though, an important Shuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Sheilus Yavetz, Chelak Aleph Simen Kufnun Hey, where he quotes this idea as well, a couple hundred years ago. Ra'isi lahaskir b'inyan mashenogin harbe koanim lahachzir apidyon shenachon hu be'enai. Says the Rebbe of Emden, a lot of koanim that I know used to return the pidyon aben money in my day. Forget in the days of the Gemara. In my day, these return it, and I've told people, yes, I'm proud, I think it's a good minhag. V'tov v'yasher lino ki tabit. Remember this tshuva? Amazing. He says, even though you give it to the Kohanim, and that obviously has to be done, but, hani mili, when should the Kohanim keep it? B'Kohanim ha-miyuchasim. Aval b'Kohanim chazaka ba'alma ki ha-idna. But nowadays, when 99% of Kohanim are Kohanim chazaka, it's not that they have staros that go back all the way to Aaron HaKohen, but it's that we assume, and that's why, even if we were Tahar, we would not give them Truma, because you're playing around with the Misa B'Dei Shamayim, but you could give them the first Aliyah, and they could bench, and they could do Berachas Kohanim, because after all, at most, what is Berachas Kohanim? Okay, it might be an Isra Asay. The first page of the second Chaluk of the Mishnah Berura, the Ramah quotes Tosis. Maybe it's an Isra Asay for Yisrael to Duchen, but that's not as, the stakes aren't as high as a Yisrael eating truma. Right, you don't have a choice by pigeon up ben by the others. Says, I don't think it's enough. I would bet if you have a DNA Kohen gene, would that help? I gotta ask the postman about that. Ukimach ani omer to be dina tzricha mahachzir. I even think they should return it. Ulafachos kol kohen yachush la'atzmo lefrosh b'safek gazel shema eino kohen. And then he says, gam nirali, amazingly, which this is not done, shall, even if you want to say that some kohenim give the pigeon of ben coins back as a quote-unquote souvenir for the father, right, they give it back. So, nirali, shall atzeisi de kol safek ha'efshari, yish gamkin al ha'av liftos b'choro mikol kohanim, sheyuchal limso, dilma misrami le kohen miyuchas vadai. Every time a Yisrael has a firstborn son, So then, right, if somebody has a firstborn daughter, they don't have to do this. If everybody has a firstborn cesarean, they don't have to do this. If they have a firstborn, if they haven't depended on a ben in their life, then every new Kohen that they meet, they should give the slum to. Why? Because maybe he's a real Kohen and all the others weren't. Dugma, v'zecha l'davar, chalitza psula, tzricha lachzor, akol ha'achin. Omehai taima, also, ben ha'kohen is v'levia. Yish l'vdosu achsha b'safek. Even a ben of a Kohen is an levia, which again, we don't do this. We don't do this. The Maestro be called Sveika Daraisa. To come out to Epshalit Kune Misakninum. Let's say they call Safek. Right, and then he says in parentheses, maybe we shouldn't do it. Ben Kohain, at least, we shouldn't do. Because Shema Yava Lahakel Bikdushaso. Ula Hatiro Bigrusha. Ula Tame Lames. Maybe there's a downside for a Ben Kohain to do it because maybe he won't take his Kuda seriously and then he'll end up doing things that a Kohain is not allowed to do. But in terms of a Ben Kohenes and a Ben Levia, he says that maybe they should do Pidgin Ben Misafik, of course, without a bracha. That is, generally is not done, but in terms of giving it back, that's his suggestion, again, based on the Gemara and Bechoros, and based on Rashi and Tosfos that we had yesterday. Okay, let us continue now with the new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Back to Temura. Here we go. Mamirin min hatzon u al habakar u min habakar al hatzon. Doesn't matter which type of animal one does temura to. Even if it's a different type of animal, the original carbon and the new animal, doesn't matter. Temura can be chal. From tzon to bakar, sheep to cattle, cattle to sheep. U min hakvasim ala izim, u min haizim ala kvasim. And also, sheep onto goats, goats onto sheep. Min ha-zacharim ala nekevas, umin ha-nekevas ala zacharim. Min ha-tmimin al bali mumin, min bali mumin al tmimim. Doesn't matter the type, even the quality. A bal mum and a tamim, both directions, works in order for creating temura. Meaning, what's the chiddush? They're both chiddushim in their own way. You might say that a bal mum doesn't have the power, and it's already a tainted kedusha. Doesn't have the power to create temura, kamashmalan it does. You might say that temura cannot be chal on a balmum, because after all, it's like you're being makdashit. It's like kadam mumon lahekdeshan, kamashmalan it does. That's both of them are chidushim in their own way. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso tov bara o rabatov. You can't switch it, or you can't substitute it. Tov bara rabatov. Good and bad. Good here means Tamim, and Ra means Balmum, which is bad in the eyes of the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't switch it. Vezeo Tov Bara, Bali Mumin. I'm sorry, and what is the only Tov Bara that creates Kedusha? Bali Mumin, Shekodim Hekdeshin is Mumma. The only type of carbon that could create it is if it was a carbon and then it got a Balmum. If it got a Balmum and then it was Hukdash, then originally. We've had this Mishnah in the past, this idea. Kedusha never got off the ground. So that will not be able to create Temura. If it is a carbon and then it got became a Balmum, that would be able to create Kedusha. 2 points. That is, number one, Tobara or Rabatov. Which is the Temura animal and which is the Hektish animal? How do you translate the words? Lo yachlifenu lo yamir, Tov Bara, the good one, the Tamim one with the Balmum animal. So which direction is that? Whatever you say, you're right. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Tov bara or rabatov. Rashi says, Tov bara, tamim shel chulin, lo yatvis bara shel kodesh. Rashi says the first word in the phrase is the chulin animal. Tov bara means the tam animal, the chulin tam animal, you're trying to switch with a balmum carbon. That's tov bara. Rabatov means a balmum tam, you're trying to switch with a Balmum carbon, you're trying to switch with a chulin tam. So that's tov bara or rabatov. The first one of the phrase is the chulin animal. And Tosfos says the opposite. So, second Tosfos, zeo hefech min ha'achirim, shari hacha ha'echad hu'anitvas. This one, the last phrase of the Mishnah, is not like the previous phrases of the Mishnah. Tov bara here means the first one is the nitvas. Earlier, the first one was the matvas, was the carbon animal. Rashi says the first one is the tam animal. Okay, either way, they're not arguing in lamaisa, they're just arguing in how to understand the pasuk. So there's a pasuk that helps prove, let's do the Gemara. All of these that the Mishnah tells us is not purely based on svar, but it's also based on a pasuk. So let's do a little bit of the Gemara. Mino hani mili. The Tana Rabbanon behema bi behema mikan shemimir minatzon al bakar. That teaches me that you don't need the same exact animal. Tzon al bakar min al bakar al tzon min al kvasim al izim min al izim al kvasim min al zachar mal al kevos min al kevos al hazacharim. All the animals. Different types. Umin ba'ali mumin al tamim mumin al tamim al ba'ali mumin. All of these are included. Yachol afilu kada mumin like deisha. And I might think that even a carbon that was hukdash when it was already a ba'al mum, that also will be strong enough to create tamura. Tamalomar, no. That's a limit. Lo yachli fedu v'lo yamiro. So, tov bara rabitov. Ezeu tov bara ba'ali mumim shakada mekdeisha is mumin. What is tov bara? Only a ba'al mum that is hektish preceded its mum. My Talmud, how do you get that from the Pasuk? So we'll see in 2 minutes, we'll see two different answers to that question. Where do you learn it from? But just before that, it's interesting that all of these halachos of the Mishnah are not based on Svara. You need a Pasuk. You need a Pasuk. Bibehema, an animal with any other animal. Behema, bibehema. Why wouldn't I have known it misvara? Why would I have thought that it has to be the same exact animal? A bakar, only a bakar. Right, a tzon, only a tzon. A male, only a male. Why would I have thought that? So, 2 points. Number one, it might relate to the chakira we discussed a week ago, back on that base. Remember we said, what is tamura about? Is it about a new hakdasha in Lundus? Or is it, no, it's a hemshuch, and it's stretching from the original animal. It's a maisa tamura. It's not a maisa hakdasha, really. Right? You're just taking the kedusha of the previous animal and stretching it. So maybe that's behind this issue. If you say that it's really just modeling after the original animal, so then not a new Akdasha, maybe you'd say it'd have to be the same one. Could say that. Kamash Malanat. So what's the Kamash Malan? That's always the question. So that might relate to the Chakira from Dav Beis. That is number one. The Brisker Rav thinks it has to do with another point. The Brisker Rav here says maybe it's based on a Rambam. The Rambam says, what happens? And just read you the Rambam. The Rambam in Psuli HaMukdashim, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, Dalet Yud Ches, Avol Hed Yot Shehifrish Zachar L'chataso. We've learned this halacha in past Gemaras. What if somebody is mafrish the wrong carbon, the wrong type of animal for their carbon? Somebody, a chatas is always in a keva. So what happens if somebody's mafrish a Zachar for his chatas? Or a nasi shehifrish si'ira l'chataso? Or a kohen mashiach shehifrish para l'chataso? In all these cases, hare elu ein miskadshin, lo kedushas aguf, lo kedushas damim, lefichach yimachru shalom emum. Well, Maisa Rabba is telling you the halacha of, you can't, if you try to be makdish the wrong type of carbon, so then it's nothing, it's not even kedushas damim, in the l'mizbeach, and it can just be taken out. And if you gave it, so then you could just take it out below, it could be sold below mum. So says the Brisker Rav, maybe that's the Chiddush. And again, it relates to our question. You might have thought, let's say I'm being meimir a chatas. So maybe I can only change it into, it's going to have the same kedusha as a chatas. So maybe I can only change it into the same type of animal that a chatas is good for. What happens if it's an ola, which is always a zachar? Right? Chatas is always a nekeva, ola is always a zachar. So maybe I should only be able to be meimir it in the type of animal that their original kedusha was from. Kamash Malan, not. Vitzarach Lomar, says the Brisker Rav, that you don't have to say that. He says, Hacha gamkein airi, amnam tzarach bir, maishta deloha yecholon lohamir kein below kra. What are you the pasuk for? He quotes that Rambam, and he says, Hacha gamkein airi, b'masha pasul bakar, v'yalze amrina d'oset tmura. That's the Chiddush, that even if it's possible for the original animal, for the original carbon that the animal was hukdash for, that still would work, and that's what the Pasuk is being mechadish to us. And again, that Havamina Maskada might be go to the root of what Temura is about. Right? Is Temura about a new type of Hakdasha, or is it just stretching the original Hakdasha of the first animal? Okay, let's get back to what the Drasha is in the Gemara. So Gemara asks, my Talmuda. What exactly, how do you learn from the pasuk of Tov Bara that the Baal Mum has to have come, the Mum had to have come to the Karban after it was Hukdash? But if it's Kadam Mumen like Desham, that's not strong enough to create Temura. So my Talmud does the two answers. Amar Abaya, answer number one, name a Kra, Lo Yachli Fenu, Velo Yamir Oso, Tov Bara, Ora, Bo. Right, you shouldn't be able to switch a topara or a ra in it. We know which we're talking about. They'll be just referring to the first animal. Bitov achrid olamali. Why does it repeat the word bitov? To teach me this halacha. Shva mina tov meikaro osa tmura. Ra meikaro ein osa tmura. When it comes to the matfis, when it comes to the source animal, it has to have been hekdish originally, called tov meikaro. That's the extra word tov teaching me, and not a balmum meikaro. Number one. Rava Amar, Rava has a different answer. Travayu Tov Yituri Miyatri. Both Tovs, two Tovs are extra. We have two Tovs. Why? MK Nechtov Kra, Lo Yakli Fedov, Lo Yamir, Osobara, O Rabo. Anything. You don't have to say any of the word Tovs. Lamali Lamichtav Travayu Tov. Sorry? Sorry, no, the first Abaya said just leave out one of the Tovs. So Abaya said, it could have said Tov, Bara, Ora, Bo, leaving out the second Tov.
Within Rava, what does Lo Yamir, Oso, Bara mean?
It could have said Lo Yakli Fenu, Velo Yamir, Oso. Lo Yamir, Oso, Bara.
Which way is that?
So it relates to, you say it relates to Rashi Tosfos, what we had before.
Same thing, Ora, Bo. Right. What's Oso?
Lo Yamir, Oso, Bara, Ora, Bo. It's a different order. Whichever way you say, explain Rashi Tosfos, which is the source animal and which is the second animal.
But they're both either Oso or Bo. Oso Bo has to be the same thing, isn't it?
No, Oso Bara is one direction, and Ra Bo, I understand what you're trying to say, but they're saying the way that it's formulated in the Pasuk, you would say the opposite order. I'm saying you're saying that the second one is really saying the same idea.
It's the pronoun.
Right. I understand. So maybe that's the, I know the Gilan Hashas, I did not look up here. You can look at that Tosfos later on at Daf Chaf Zayin. Not sure if he discusses it. So, Lama Lemechtav Shravayu, Tov, Chad Tov, Afilu Bitov Nami, Ki Meimir Laki, to teach me the Chiddush where both are Tov. That's the Chiddush of the second Tov. Even if both are Tov, maybe there you would have said, you don't get Malkus for that. What's the matter? They're both non-Bale Mum. And therefore, they're both Tov, so that's the Chiddush of switching the extra words, even in that case, where I switch, even for a better one, for a more expensive one, that's still going to be Usher. Even the Achronim say, we mentioned this back on Daf Beis, if I have great Kavanis, if I know the Halachas of Tzemura, and I say, you know what, I don't want to go like the regular rules, be mocked to shit the regular way, I want to be Mamerated, and in that way, give both animals to the Beis HaMikdash. And I have Kavanah that I don't need. We'll get to this later in the Gemara also. I don't plan to remove the Kedusha from the first animal. I'm going to make them both Kadosh. You might have thought there's no Malkus. Kamash Bolan, you use the Lashon of Tmura, you're going to get Malkus. We're going to see that Beferish in a few minutes. Bez Hashem. Ve'idach, and the other opinion, Tov Meikaro Osa Tmura. I'm sorry, Ve'idach, and the other Tov, Tov Meikaro Osa Tmura, Ra Meikaro Ein Osa Tmura. Right, so Rava learns, uses both word Tovs to teach me something. Period. Ve'abaya. And Abaya, how does Abaya know that other halacha? Because he only has one extra tov to teach me that ra meikaro is not allowed. How does he learn tov and tov? The Abaya amar kalvachomeru. It's a kalvachomer. Uma tov bira. De iluye kama aili le lucky. If tov bira, where you're making. So again, what does that mean for our purposes now? Lachara, it means tov, you're making it into a tov. You're being, taking a tov chulin animal. Which is the way Rashi understood it before. That way you're giving a better animal to the Beis HaMikdash. Lucky you still get Malkus. So Tov B'Tov, Dechiyadadi Ninu, where you're not giving a better animal, but just an equal animal, Lokal Shekei Talaki, surely you'll get Malkus. And that's what he uses the... That's out. He does not need the other Pasuk, and he learns it from a Kal V'Chomer. V'Rava, Eino Shemin Adin. Rava says, no, Eino Shemin Adin. You can't learn that from a Kavachomer, because then you're not going to get Malkus for that. Eino Shemin Adin. V'yabaya amalacha, halav dinahu, migara tov meira. It's not a din. It's not a real Kavachomer. It's more of, as Rashi says here, gilui milsa. Just be megala that this is the din. If you say that good for bad for good, or good for bad, whatever, you're making a new carpet that is not a balmum, that would be including a tov b'tov. Rashi's lashon here is, elagili milsa ba'almahi, tehecha degali kradalaki, atov dechulin. Ki meimer le barat de kodesh, gali nami di meimer le b'tov de kodesh laki. Right, the chiddush of the pasuk is really telling you, any tov animal. Don't switch it, don't make a carpet of any tov animal. Period. So obviously two major issues that we could talk about here. Number one is Ein Oshem Min Adin, the big sugya of the Achronim. What is the svara for Ein Oshem Min Adin? That itself is a machlokas. Right? Tosfos in Baba Kama Beis quotes different days about Oshem Min Adin or Ein Oshem Min Adin, but we never give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. So the question is, what's the svara for that? So if Rabbi Yosef Engel puts together four different approaches to Ein Oshem Min Adin. Easiest one is Gzeiras HaGazav. Midahi batora, Ein Oshem Min Adin. Don't ask any kashas. Number one. Number two, he suggests maybe Ein Oshem Min Adin because maybe there's a problem with our Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is the one Yud Gimel Midah, the only one that's pure logic. Purely based on logic. So who says our logic is perfect? Maybe it's faulty. Maybe there's a percha. So you're going to give an onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer? If you give an onesh based on a Gzeiras Shava or a Hekish or a Binyanah, fine. That's based on Misora. Based on Misora, at least partially. But Kal V'Chomer, that's all the person himself. The Baal Drasha. So you can't give a Kal V'Chomer, you can't give onesh based on that because maybe there's a percha. Number two. Number three, he says, the Svar of Ein Oshem Min Adin is maybe the Chomer context is so Chomer that the onesh is not good enough. And it won't cover you. Like the Smag says by the Isser of Molech. The Torah says, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins, that only if I give some of my children to Molech, but if I give all my children to Molech, I'm putter. Putter, says the Smag, because you're beyond. Misa's not even going to help you. And the Kesef Mishnah uses that Smag to explain the principle of Kasher Zamim, Molo Kasher Asa. If you succeeded in killing Reuven, forget it. The punishment that you tried to do is not going to be good enough for you. You're undermining the whole judicial system. We'll just let you rot and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of you. Right? And other examples as well. But that is the third idea that the Rabbi Yosef Engel mentions for Ein Oshem Min Adin. And finally, the fourth idea that he says himself, maybe it's just part of the larger principle of the Hitzilu Ha'eda, which comes up a few places in Masechah Sanhedrin, that Bezin always tries to be lekula, v'tzilu ha'eda. We always have all these halachas. You can't win by one to put somebody to death, right? You always maschilin in certain cases min hakatan, so that the katan won't be scared to say a schus, right? All the different halachas that we learn now based on v'tzilu ha'eda. He says maybe here too, v'tzilu ha'eda, so you can't darshit a kal v'chomer to punish. That's based on V'hitzilu Ha'eda, interestingly. Okay, that is all. That's so you with many nafkamina, which we're not going to go into. The specific issue that I'm about to mention here is that sometimes when something looks like a Kal V'Chomer, but we punish based on it, so the Gemara says, what it says here, Gili Milsa, it's not really a Kal V'Chomer, it's a Gili Milsa. Where else do you have this? So the first Rambam, first two Rambams in Hilchos Tumas Meis. In Sefer Tahara, the Rambam has eight sets of halachas. The first one is Tumas Meis. That's the source of it all. The last one is Mikvos. He talks about all Tumas Tara, Tumas Meis, Paraduma. He puts right after Tumas Meis. Interesting the order. Tumas Meis, then Paraduma, then, because that's what you need for Tumas Meis, then Tumas Saras, Tumas Mishkav Moshav, Sharav Osatumas, Tumas Ochlin, Kalim, and then Mikvos. Because all these other tumas are gotten rid of with mikvahs. You have tumas meis and paraduma, and then all the other tumas with mikvahs. So right at the beginning of tumas meis, the Rambam points out that tumas masa is nowhere in the Torah. Don't say tumas masa in the Torah. Like carrying. We know tumas can become tummy through a mace. We discussed this yesterday in Mitzvah Shir. We discussed the first mitzvah in Parshas Emor. We started yesterday. The first mitzvah is the kohanim in tumas mace. Three ways to become tummy mace. Maga, masa, and ohel. Ohel itself is in three ways. But the Rambam says, ha-mace v'tami b'maga masa b'ohel tumas shiva. V'tumas maga v'ohel mifurashin b'torah. Sh'ne'amar ha-nogeh b'mace l'chol nefesh adam v'tamei shivas yamim. If you touch a dead body. V'ne'amar kalabala ohel v'chol asher b'ohel yitma shivas yamim. Psukim explicit. What about masa? And if somebody walks into the base of Mikdash, you have to become a tamei masa. They're going to get punished. Says the Rambam, Tumas masa mipi ashmua v'kal v'chomer advarim. Kal v'chomer, the Rambam says. What's the kal v'chomer? Im nevela shehi tumas erev ve'ena mitami ba'ohel mitami b'masa. That's beferish in the Torah. Tumas nevela is beferish. Tummy mishum masa if you're just carrying it. So if nevela, which is only makes you tummy for one day, and there's no tumas oil by nevela. It's a kal type of tumah. And yet, there's tumas masa. So ames l'kal shekein. So a mace, which is tamei makes you tamei 7 days, and it's tamei Tomas Oel said, surely you should say it is Tamei Mishamasa. Umana Vela Shemin Maga Tumas Erev Masa Tumas Erev. And just like the Vela, it's Maga and Masa create the same level of Tuma. Afame Shemago Mago Tumas Shiva Masa Tumas Shiva. So it's also 7 days. Ain Tumas Masa Bemes Vidivrei. So from Ela Din Torah. And you should know this is a Din Doraisa. Yir Eli. And then he adds, interestingly, fascinating, very unlike the Rambam, explaining drushes. Why did the Torah mention it then? The Torah mentioned Maga and Ohel. Why did the Torah mention Masa? Right, it's so extra. Kederach sheshasach me iser habas. The same reason that the Torah in the world in the Parshas Arayis mentions the iser of granddaughter and doesn't mention daughter. Why not? Lefisha asar beferish afilu basabas. V'shosak mi'isur achilas basa b'chalav. And the same thing, the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav. It just says you're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav. It says it a couple times. But it says that. So that's the three cases that Rambam brings. Eating basa b'chalav is not explicit. The isur of bas is not explicit. The isur of the concept of tumas mas is not explicit. Lefisha asar beferish afilu bishulo. All of these, so too, they're all similar. That's what the Rambam said. They're all similar. Kach shasak b'tumas masa b'meis l'fisha tami b'feirish avilu alo kol shekin maso. So ask the Kesef Mishnah there. By all three cases, eidon shemin adin. Right? So how did the Rambam say this? So he says if you read between the lines of the Rambam, the Rambam is explaining why it's not a problem of eidon shemin adin. Because all these three cases, it's not that you have halacha A, that's kol shekin halacha B. It's that halacha A really has in it halacha B. Why is granddaughter asur? If not Mishum daughter, an expansion of daughter. Why is eating basa, why is the cooking basa b'chalav aser? It's an expansion of eating basa b'chalav. It's not a new halacha that you're learning if the cow one, kol shekin the chamer one. No, this is at the roots of the cow one. And also the Isra of Masa is an outgrowth of Maga, which is a chiddush, but that's how the Kesef Mishnah right here in the beginning of Tumas Meis understands the overlap that it's not really a Kav HaChomer, it is a Gilui Milsa. Like our Gemara says about Tov B'Tov in the context of Temura. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, second wide line. Lo yachlifenu b'shel acherim, v'lo yamir oso b'shel atzmo. You're not allowed to be machlefit with other people's animals. And you can't be maimer, you can't switch it with your own animal. So we'll talk about what exactly is the case in a minute. V'lichtov, lo yachlifenu, v'lo boy v'lo yamiroso. Why did you just say one of them? If you could do it to other people's animals, surely your own animals. So ikatzav hachi, if you would have only had one, hava amina, teitze zu, v'tikones zu, hu detilki. I might have thought that only where one's going into the Kedusha, one's going out of the Kedusha, you're going to get Malkus. Avo meimer ditravayu kamakdush lehu. But in a case where your kavana is that both should be kadosh, emol olaki. Maybe I wouldn't get Malkus in that case. Kamash malan, that's why it has the extra lashon. Lo yech lefedev lo yamir, even in a case where you had kavana that they both should be kadosh, you still get Malkus. Ask this Fasemes, what was the language that you said? The lashon of Temura is zu tachazu. So isn't that beferish that one is going to go in and one's going to go out? So the Sfas Emes says, maybe what you said is, Nira lefarish de'ena rotze lahotzil mikedusha so, rak she'ena rotze lahakrivo, v'yavi behem acheres tachtel lahakriv, rishon ena rotze lahakriv. Sfas Emes says, you can't say, zu tachazu, that's the language of Temura that must be used. So it must be, you're saying zu tachazu, that the first animal is going to remain kadosh, but you're never going to be makrivit. That's what it means. Zutakazu in terms of your plans for Kedusha, for Hakrava. But it's not that their first one is not going to be Kadosh. So that is the Sfas Emes. It's going out from the Hakrava state, not from the Hakdasha state. The Stipler quotes the Sfas Emes, does not like it, and he says, maybe what the Pshat is as follows. He says, "Vini Imomer came beferish." He quoted this Sfas Emes. This is only going to be it's going to be hooked, remain kadosh, but it's not going to be hookraf. I don't think that's going to be tumura. That's not true. I'll call panim lo hamir ikar kedusha sakar ban al acher. Avolulai myri baomer stam zu tumura zu. You just say zu tumura zu a lashon that could be sovel different things. So maybe you do mean, literally, like the Gemara says, you do mean they don't have kavana for to be motzi it mikdushaso or mehakravaso, and yet it is the isra of tmura, because by tmura you go by the language. That's the key, says the stipler. Kibon shasa o balashon tmura lucky da alashon tmura da hainu zuta chazu kapid rachmana. The language. So even if your kavana was that both, literally, your kavana that both shared min kadosh, still is going to be asu daraisa with malchus. Period. Hai b'shalachirim hechidami. What exactly is the case that you're being meimer with other people's karbanos? So inema behema dehektish didei v'chulin da'alma. If it's your karban and somebody else's animal. So you can't make somebody else's animal a karban. Mi matzi makdish ish ki yakdish es beso kodesh l'shem amarachmana. Ma beso b'shuso kol b'shuso. That's the makar that you can't be makdish. Somebody else's ain't other makdish davar sheinu shalom. So ain't other meimer davar sheinu shalom. So we can't be talking about that case. So what about the opposite case? V'yala behema dehektish da'alma v'chulin tidei. Somebody else's karban and your chulin. So mi matzis bar davar sheinu shalom. Same question. You can't even use somebody else's animal as the source kedusha for tmura without their permission. So what's the case here that we're referring to in the Brisa that the Isser of Tmura applies even with Acherim? So la'ola bebehema dehektish da'alma v'chulin tidei. Really, it's the second case, the second option, that it's your chulin animal and somebody else's carbon. Kigon da amar mare, it's where the owner of the animal, mare de behema de hektish, he made an announcement. Kala rotza lahamir bebehemto yavav yamir. Very unusual that he says that announcement where it's an avera. Whoever wants to be maimer with my animal, feel free. Feel free. He basically gives permission. So, the opposite case won't work because it's still not your animal. Ain't other makdash or maimer davar sheinu shalom. But here, who's getting the kedusha? Your animal. It's your chulin and somebody else. So somebody else does have the permission to say, you know, feel free to use my animal. So the achronim discuss what halakhic mechanism is working here. Kol hameimer, right? Kol rotzel hamer behedo yavo v'yamir. What's the principle? Is it shlichus? Do you get into the principles of ain't other, right? Ain't shlich v'dvar avera. But it's not really his Avera. He's just allowing his animal to be used for the other guy's Avera. If it's really Shlichus? So the Minchas Chinuch has 2 days. He has 2 days. He quotes some Achronim that say it's really Shlichus here. I'm letting you use my animal, and then you get into problems. And you get the problems with Shlichus, with Dvar Avera. He has 2 days in Mitzvah Shin Nun Beis. He says, Nireh, at first, it's a Lashon Shlichus, because there's a lower level Lashon that the Gemara uses sometimes that it didn't say here. Remember those cases like Subis about somebody who goes to feed. Somebody who goes to give money, food to a wife whose husband went to Medinas Hayam. Does he have to give it back or not? Or in the stories of the halachas of Mutar Hana, Kol Amazin Eino Mafsid. Lashonos like that. So that's a lower level Lashon than our case. Here we're saying, whoever wants to become a Meimir, Yavo V'yamir. A lower lashon is kol Meimir, kol Amazin Eino Mafsid. So says the Minchas Chinuch at first. So I think it's a lashon of Shlichus. Then at the end he switches it. He says that's what I would say. Because he says he's bothered by a Tosfos. Because a Tosfos says, could a goy say this? We said earlier that a goy's carbon cannot be osa tzmura. What if a goy says, anybody want to use my animal for tzmura, feel free? Tosfos says, no, because a goy is not in the parsha of shlichus. That's what Tosfos says. So that's why he says Sarachian on Tosis. That's what he'd rather not say Shlichus and argue on Tosis rather than go with the Shlichus discussion. That's the Minchas Chinuch's discussion in Shin Nun Aleph. Okay, Masnisen. Is it Lifnei Iver? Is it Lifnei Iver to allow my car? It's definitely Misayeya. Is it Lifnei Iver? Is it Shtei Chadiver Denara? Meaning somebody could get some other animals. He could make his own, as Biyado, to make his own animal carbon, and then I would say Amosis Durabanan, Misayeya. Unless he doesn't have any other animal. Then maybe he could be a little naiver. Okay, let's continue. My mirin echad bishnayim bishnayim be'echad. Echad b'meya u'meya be'echad. As we said earlier, you don't have to have an exact replica, the tmura animal. You don't need exact different types and different numbers. 1 to 2, 2 to 1, 1 to 100. 100 to 1. Reb Shimon Omer, Ein Mamir Nala Echad Be'Echad. 1 on 1, says Reb Shimon. Shere Emar V'Yahu Usmuraso Yekodesh, Mahu Miyuchad Af Hi Miyuchedes. Or Af Tumuraso Miyuchedes. There is a suffix in the Achronim. Does Reb Shimon say only 1 to 1? What if you do 5 to 5? Does Reb Shimon just say you need 1 for each one? Or he just says you have to do 1 to 1? That is not 100% clear. Minani Mili, how do you know this? The Tadur Rabbanan, Behema Bibehema. Mikan shemimirin echad bebeiz ubeiz beechad echad bebei omeya beechad. We dash to the second bibehema. That could be used as animal in the plural sense. Reb Shimon Omer ein memirin ella echad beechad. Shemar behema bibehema v'lo behema bibehemos v'lo behemos bibehema. It doesn't say behemos, so it's only one. Amrulo matzino behemos shekri behema. No, we find that sometimes behema means many. Shemar ubehema rabba. The end of Yonah. Right, it's many. Rib Shimin, Behema Rabba Ikri, Behema Stam Lo Ikri. That's called Behema Rabba. It's not called Behema, right? Behema by itself just means one. The time of the Rib Shimin Mishum Behema Hu. The time of the Rib Shimin Mishum Hu. What do you mean? The Rib Shimin already quotes a pasuk in the Mishnah. Mahu miyuchad af tmur miyuchedes. What does he need an extra pasuk for? So, Meikara Amar Lahem Rib Shimin Min Vahaya Hu Usmuraso. First, he dashes the word who. V'chi chaza d'darshi rabbanan mi behema bi behema amar lahem iu me'asam nami matina l'meil of time of the deep. I have my own drasha, but you want to use that pasuk? Fine. I'll use that pasuk and show you you're wrong also. And I'll dash in from there. Period. There's interesting language in the Rambam. The Rambam in Temura Aleph Yudalid. The Rambam says, this halacha about ipaskas like the Tanakama, 1 to 100, or 100 to 1, v'chulu v'chulu, bein bebasachas, bein bezeachar ze, and it doesn't matter if you do it all at once, right? 100 to 2, doesn't matter. Hare elu tmura, tmura v'loke k'minyan habehemos shehemir, and you got malchus based on the number of the animals that you were meimir. So this is a big mystery. Which animals do you go by? The source animals or the tzmura animals? Right, the Rambam just says, bein bevasachas, bein bezachas, it's even basachas. So you don't know what the Rambam is talking about. That's the Mari Kirkus here. He said it's not mefur. He says, lo matzasa b'shem makam mefurish. I don't exactly know. And his maskana is, zeinir apashin shein lelech rak achar hanitfasos b'tzmura. You go by the new ones. Go by the new ones. Not 100% clear, he said, but you go by the new ones, the ones that you are being nitfas into kedusha. So if it's what if you're making 100 animals chulin into kar because of one matvis animal, you get 100 malchus. Even basachas, you can look at it as if it's many different tmura maisim at once. That's how it is viewed. Basa behemas chulin shehemer azlinan. Okay, that is the discussion, and the Brisker Rav discusses that Rambam, and the other discussed that Rambam, but we'll continue though. Amrei Shlakish, Moda Reb Shimon, Shememir, Mechozer Memirin. Reb Shimon agrees though, even though it's one-on-one, that you could use one carbon animal, one after another. You don't just say like, after one carbon animal creates tamura, it's used up, and now you can't make another animal tamura from it. No, you can do it again and again. My time, Kedusha Rishonah, Dehektosh, Leichan Ocha. Didn't go anywhere. For Reb Yochanan Amar, Kishem she'in memirin beiz be'echad, kach in mechine memirin v'chosin memirin. Rabbi Yochanan says, within Shittas Rabbi Shimon, one-on-one, and once you use one up, can't use it again. Tani gavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, tani gavasi de Reish Lakish, we have a Befir's Brisa for each one. Tani gavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, kishem she'in memirin echad b'shnayim, kach in memirin v'chosin memirin. Tani gavasi de Reish Lakish, yochol kishem she'amar Rabbi Shimon, she'in memirin shnayim be'echad, kach in memirin v'chosin memirin. Tamalomar ba'yu'us m'raso, afilu b'meya. Okay, period. Two Befir's Brises that support each of the Shittas. Ba'i Rebbe Avin. L'divrei ha'omer, ein memirin v'chozin memirin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you cannot use an animal twice to create tamura. What about these cases? So, we're going to have a number of versions. I got an email yesterday asking why there's so many different versions, so many lishna achrinas in tamura. So I said, I'm not sure, but maybe it's the substitute mesechta, tamura. So, I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it, but there's a lot of lishna achrinas here. Nothing, no coincidence in Shas. So here for Asham lehis kaprebo. Here we go. Let's focus on the case. So I have a carbon Asham, the hamer bow, and I'm maimir in the carbon Asham. And then what happens? The humam. And then my original carbon Asham gets a mum, the chilalo al acher, and then I switch the kedusha onto a different animal. And then I lose that animal, then it's kaprebo Asham acher. So I use a different one. And therefore, what's the halacha by a carbon asham? If you lose a carbon asham and you're makar of a different one, so that's called an asham shenitak l'ri'iya. It's one of the five carbonos asham we're going to have later on. The five chatos mesos, in the parallel cases, the five, it's a mishnah later on in Daf Chaf Aleph, five ashamos that are nitak l'riya, that go out to graze, and once they get a mum, you're makvim them as a carbon ola. That's an asham nitak l'riya. So this case, maushi yamerbo, can you do tmura in the new case? What's the new case? Again, you had an asham, which you did tmura with. That asham got a mum, you switched that asham onto a different animal, which you then lost. And then you were makvim another animal instead, then you found the original animal that you is now an asham nitak l'riya. Can you do tmura with that animal? According to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon, that you can only do one tzmura per animal. Here it's a different animal and a different kedusha. So would Rabbi Shimon allow you to do tzmura here, or do we say that originally, it came from the cart from the animal that you can't be meimer from again? So you wouldn't be able to. That's the suffix. That's what this whole amud is about. It's these types of cases. Amar Abaya. So Micah Mivoyle, what's your question? Why you Abai is bothered, why you jumped the gun? You created a case of so many steps that you not only had to have a different animal, you have a different kedusha. Why didn't you just isolate one factor, a different animal? Why do you have to lose the animal? You switched already the animal, got a mum, so you switched it onto the other one. You're asking both factors? What if it was only one factor?
Which animal are we talking about?
We're talking about, let's say you have animal A, that's a carbon, and you're maimer with that animal. Right? You created tmura with that animal A.
So now you have
You have A and B. So B's finished. The one that you created, Tamura, is gone. Right? Now, the first original carbon animal.
It's gone. We're not talking about it?
We're not talking about it. The original animal A, that was the carbon, got a mum after you created Tamura from it. And now, you got a mum, so you switch the Kedusha onto another animal.
So C.
Right? So you have C. Fine. No, I'm saying B is gone. So you have animal C. Now C gets lost. C gets lost. You created replace it with D, correct? And that what? And your marker of D, and now you find C. You find C. Could you be meimer from C?
C is an
ola. C is an asham shenitak l'riya that you're going to be marker of. Ultimately, is an ola, right? So now, because you already were marker of D as the carbon asham, right? A got a mum, so that's finished. B is the tmura one that's finished. So you want to know about C. Could C create tmura?
Why would I think that?
Because C's kedusha at root came from A. And Rav Shimon Shita is that a carbon could only create one tmura and not two tmuras. That was Rav Yochanan's version of Rav Shimon.
Because C, we're looking at C as a transfer of A, or that C had already transferred on?
Yeah, no, C did not transfer onto D. No, C didn't transfer anything. You lost C.
Right,
you lost C. That C and D have no connection. Correct, but it's not because you switched the Kedusha from C. It's because it came from A.
According to Reb Yochanan, there's no debate that A couldn't do it again.
Correct. A cannot do it again. Correct. The only question is C.
Because it comes derivative of A.
Exactly. Because it's derivative of A. Good word. So Abaya says now, Maika Mibayalai. So what exactly is the question? Ibeis gufim v'kedusha achas. If two bodies would be good enough to separate. So tibayalai belomas chaper. What do you have to say the case that it was lost? Just say C. You don't have to lose C and create and be makar of D. Just C itself is a different body. Ibeis kedushos v'guf echad. And if it's enough to have a different shame carbon, but not a different guf tibayalai belomam. Just to give a case where it didn't get a mum, meaning it didn't get a mum, and you lost it, and you makar of a different one, so now this turns into an ola itself. So it's the same guf, but a different shame carbon. So why didn't you just ask that? So Rabbi Avin, chadim yiko chadik mibayla. It's really asking both. As Rashi says, it's an intim salomar. V'yimtim salomar, shnei gufim v'kedusha achas lo. If you want to say, two bodies with one kedusha would not be good enough. Mishum to be ahi kedusha ha'itmar be chadazim, no? Right, because with the same kedusha, you already created a tzmura with this type of kedusha. So shnei gufim v'shnei kedushas ma'u. What would be with both differences? A different physical body and a different shame carbon. That's so he's really asking both, and teku, there is no question answered. Period. Lishna achrina. We're going to have two sets of lishna achrinas on this daf. So lishna achrina, very similar discussion, but you'll see. By Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry, by Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Ein Memirin V'chozer Memirin. Same thing. According to Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Shimon that you can't create tamura again. Hifrish Asham Liz Kaper Bo. You're Mafrish and Asham. V'heimir Bo. V'humam. V'chilo Al Acher. And then it was, right, and it was law, same kind of case. Ma'ushe yachzer v'yamir. Can you be chozer and meimir? Niskaper ba'asham acher v'nitak zela ola. Well, the first case is that you lost it. The second case is that you lost it. Ma'ushe yachzer v'yamir. Seems like the same questions. So Amar Abaya, hey kami ba'ile. Which exactly is your question? Kedusha acheres ba'oso haguf? Are you bothered by different kedusha with the same body? Would that already be a question? So loni boy human bechelo ba'acher. Then you wouldn't have to say the extra issue that it got a mum. Iguf acher. It says echad 5 times on this amud. The sheet that changes each one to acher. It reads better. Iguf acher ba'osa kedusha loni boy niskaber ba'asham acher. So the same question. Abaye says, what are you jumping to to Sveikus that you are a step beyond, just ask the basic question. So Rabbi Yavin, chada migo chada kami boile. Again, it's a double question. Huma v'chilo acher, ma'u sheyachzer v'yamir. If it's just a different body, is that good enough? Mi amrinan, ba'asham rishon hu de'ein chozer o'meimir, avo b'guf acher, avo agav de'kadish ba'osa kedusha chozer o'meimir, o dilma, kol ba'osa kedusha ein chozer o'meimir. Or do you say that if it's all the same kedusha, you can... It's like a mimicking the first one, and therefore you cannot create kedusha. The emtip salomar hadain guf acher, and if you want to say no, it's a different body. Kivan de b'osa kedusha ka'im in choser u'meimir. If you want to say if it's the same kedusha, even though it's a different body, you cannot create tamura. Elan eskaber basham acher v'ditak zerishon olam ma'ushi yachzer v'yamir bo. What happens if it's a different kedusha? Mi amrinon ki ein meimir v'choser u'meimir hanimili oso haguf ba'oso kedusha. Maybe if it's the same, aval oso aguf kedusha acheres choser u'meimir. Maybe a different shaped carbon would be separate. O dilma af al gav af al kedusha acheres kibund oso agufu ein choser u'meimir teku. What's the difference between first version number one, version number two? Version number one even asks about, and it's teku if they're both different, guf acheres and kedusha acheres. The second version just asks about each one of them separately. So it could be that the second version assumes that it's a davar pashut, that if it's kedusha acheres and guf acheres, then for sure you would be able to be meimir, right? And that's what the achronim are medayik and the Rambam. The Ravaz points out that the Rambam paskin safek even in that case, right? So he seems to paskin like the lishna rishona, not the lishna achrona. Period. Now we have the same exact gemara in a different halachic context. So it's a double Lishna. It's the Lishna, Rishona, and Achrona in a double halacha context. Where else might this come up outside of Temura? It comes up in the following halacha. Amar Reb Shua ben Levi. Hekdesh Rishon Mosef Chomesh Vein Hekdesh Sheni Mosef Chomesh. The halacha is that an original owner who's makdish something, when he's po to it, he has to add on a fifth. What we call 25%. But if it's not the original owner, if it's only secondary Kedusha, it's hektish sheni, you wouldn't have to be mosif chomish. What's hektish sheni? Where the animal that you were makdish got a mum, and you changed it onto an acher. That's hektish sheni. If you try to be redeem that, you wouldn't have to be mosif chomish. So again, Amar Rav Papa, my time with Rav Shua ben Levi. Why does Rav Shua ben Levi say this, that the hektish sheni secondary kedusha does not require the owner to be mosif chomish? Amar Kra, v'im hamakdish yigalos beso, v'yasav chamishis, as we had back in Arachin, Makdish v'lo ha-matvis, only the original Makdish and your connection to the animal is from a Makdish point of view, but a matvis, but if you already change the Kedusha to become secondary, it's not true. So the question is, what's called secondary? So boy, Rabbi Yavin, hifrish, here we go. Hifrish adam lis kaper bo, v'humam, v'osav alav chomesh. You already added on a chomesh to it. And then, v'chililo al chaveiro. And then it was lost, and v'dis kaper ba'asham acher, v'nita gzela ola, ma'ushi osav alav chomesh. So are you most of chomesh on this new animal? If you would redeem it. Amar Abaye, my kami boile. What's the shayla? Ishne gufin v'kdusha achas kami boile. If he thinks that it's already a question with two physical bodies, so tibar lebelo niskaper. Even without niskaper ba'acher, it would be two physical bodies. Just that it got it, the first one got a mum. Ish de kedushas v'guf echad kami ba'ilei. And if that also is a question, that factor tibar below humam. even without a mum, you should ask the question. So Rabbi Yavin, go chada kabi boile. He's really bothered by both. Imtim salom or shne gufim b'kdusha achas lo. If you want to say two gufim is still a savik mishum to be a hikdusha itosef b'chada zimna chomesh, you already added on a chomesh to that kdusha. Shne gufim v'shne kdusha is my teku. So even if you have both differences, you still have the suffix. Lishna achrina, boy Rabbi Yavin, hifresh adam laskabra bo v'huma v'chilo al acher v'hosef chomesh niskabra bashav acher v'nitas ala olama. Right? That is, again, the same question, basically, with each factor. So, Amar Abaya, Hadin Kami Boile. What's the question? Ikdusha Acheres Boso Aguf Kami Boile. If your question is already about different Kedushos, so Lo Nibai, the sheet adds in two lines here. Lo Nibai Guf Acher Boso Kedusha. Lo Nibai Vidiskaper, Rabbi Avich Hadibigo Chadak Kami Boile. Humam v'chilulo al acher. Back to the second line of the Gemara. Second to last line. Maus yozalov chomesh. Mi amrinan ba'asham kama hu demosif. Avo baguf acher. Avo gav dekan ba'osa kedusha ein mosif chomesh. Do we say that the second one does not? O dilma, kol osa kedusha ein mosif chomesh. If it's the same kedusha, you're not mosif. V'yentim salomar hadin guf acher. Do you, if you want to say, if it's a guf acher, kiva demosa kedusha kayim. If in that case, ein mosif chomesh, the bach adds in, and it's kaber ba'acher. V'nitak zela olama, what if it's a different carbon? Ki mosif chomesh ba'osa aguf ba'osa kedusha. Avo kedusha acher is low. O who ain't a most of chomesh teku. So all of this is answered. Period. Just one point of lumdis about this whole thing. Isn't it interesting that the case brought up is an asham shenitak l'ri'iyah? We discussed back in Zvachim. We had a daf be'in shir on this about the special connection that asham and olam might have. Based on Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, in a few places. When we say Asham Shenitak L'Ri'iya, if I'm Neskabra Ba'acher and my Asham is Nitak L'Ri'iya, is that a Din to Oraisa or a Din to Rabbanan? Rashi says it is a Din to Oraisa, that it has to get a Mum, and then your Makrabit is an Ola. Rabbeinu Tam holds that on a Doraisa level, Asham can be, this Asham does not need to wait for a moment, then you're makrif something else as an ola. This asham itself could be hukrav as an ola. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Even with midrabanan, you have to wait for a mum. Midarbaisi, you can be makrivit. So we discussed then, there might be a special affinity. And some achronim, the Dvira Kodesh, in Zvachim said that in every asham might be hidden a shame ola. So that might be also, specifically, this sugya might have a special identity, because it's the asham changing to an ola. So maybe that might be different than other karbanos. You don't have so many karbanos that switch into other karbanos. You have a pesach, a shlamim, a psachim switches into shlamim if it's shalom bismano. So you have a couple karbanos here and there, but that might be also behind these issues. Okay, we'll stop here. And, I don't think we've ever gotten so far on the next amud, Baruch Hashem, the next fifth or sixth line. Baruch Hashem, we will continue. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.